Last week, the Transportation Security Administration sent out a message to domestic and international air carriers and some other officials about a new information about a fresh interest in a tactic to surgically implant explosives inside a human being. And this would be to evade the airport security measures that have been put in place over the past 10 years. They've received some intelligence that terrorists are looking to try to do that. This is not a new concept, it's just new intelligence that they're still interested in it. But there's no specific plot, there's nothing to say that this is happening, they're doing it, it's coming. It depends where it is and how deep it is in the body. I mean, there's different theories on that, but for the most part, the technology that's used to screen people in airports is not going to pick up something like this right now. There's been plenty of indication that terrorists are still interested in attacking airplanes, and even as late as May, when Osama bin Laden was killed, there was evidence from his compound that he was still fascinated with bringing down planes. We've seen that some of these terrorists have struggled with setting off a bomb successfully, just, you know, in a car. So it's difficult to get a bomb to work. If you put it inside your body, that it makes it even harder. But the analysts say that it's possible. I mean, once you get the materials and you create the bomb, you insert it surgically, wait a couple days to heal, and then they can probably carry out attack if they can get it to detonate.